Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Kind of back on The Fan. Been a fun show this morning. A long show, but a fun show. 877-337-6666 is the number to call. It's been Daniel Jones. You know, while you were sleeping, we were talking a lot about Daniel Jones and his contract. It's not the contract that's the problem. It was the timing of everything for the Giants, which was just kind of messed up. Not to their own fault, but it is actually their own fault. Literally, it is the Giants' fault that this whole thing was messed up because they put Daniel Jones in a position to fail with the prior head coaches. You know, 3 years of Jones not being any good. Then they finally make a change. They bring in guys who are competent with Shane and Dable. They don't pick up the fifth-year option, nor should they have. But then Jones naturally goes out there and shows that he can be a franchise quarterback. So now you're in a spot where you have to give him that contract off of 1 year. It's not the numbers, although when you look at the numbers compared to the other quarterbacks who are making that or around that per year, Jones does not belong, with at least the majority of them. But as you just heard Joe Shane say, the ceiling has not been reached for Daniel Jones yet. They are expecting him to take his game to another level, and that's kind of my whole point on it. I'm not knocking Daniel Jones. I'm not knocking the contract. However, we need to see more from Daniel Jones. He got paid off for 1 year. If your last year declining the fifth-year option, everybody in this town is like, move on. We don't know what he is. Daniel Jones, he's a waste, whatever. And now a year later, a complete 180, to where now he's, hey, Danny Dimes. Danny got the bag. He secured the bag. And a franchise quarterback. And yeah, he's better than the alternative, but that just can't be the answer for everything. Well, I mean, he's better than the other crap out there. Well, you have to have higher expectations than that. There were other options. And I'm not saying the Giants were going to go on, you know, whether it's Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, through the draft. I mean, whatever. There were other options. It wasn't like they had to be attached to Daniel Jones, but for many reasons, they wanted Daniel Jones back, and they got a best-case scenario. Anyway, he needs to, now that he's got his money, it's still kind of an extension of the evaluation process as we head into now year five with Daniel Jones. That has been the bulk of the talk. We've talked to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, of course. We've done very little baseball, in regards to the Mets and Yanks, just random stuff. Actually went over the promotional schedule, which was fun. Check anything out you might have missed on the Free Odyssey app. Bobby is calling from Brooklyn. Good morning, Bobby.
Yeah, how you doing, Sal?
Great, Bobby. Listen, how are you? Yeah.
I got to talk about Daniel Jones right now, okay? Number one, you're not talking about what kind of teams he had in the last 2 years. No offensive line, no defense whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you want the guy to do? He's running for his life. You understand?
Now, I'm confused.
Year, the offensive line is coming together a little bit, and it needs to come together a lot more. They got to get him a good receiver.
Right. No, I know. Right. They got to get him a good receiver. So let me just get this straight. They need to get him a good receiver, one or two. Does he need multiple? You tell me.
What, receivers?
Yeah, does he need one or two? How many does he need?
I think he could use two.
Okay, all right. So let's get him two receivers, and we got to get him a great defense, right?
His defense is pretty good. They're getting better.
Okay, so we need to get defense got to be better, two good receivers, and we need to get the offensive line better?
You got to tighten the offensive line up.
Yes. Anything else?
And Daniel Jones will throw 25, 30 touchdowns a year.
Right, okay.
He's got accuracy, he's got touch, and he's got a rocket arm.
Right. Yeah, and maybe he'd be in the top 15 in the league.
Excuse me?
Then maybe he would be
in the top five in the league.
Right.
How about this?
Right. Top five, Daniel
Patrick
Jones?
Mahomes,
what league? Are we talking the XFL?
He's the best quarterback in the NFL, right?
Right.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, though. If you put Daniel Jones in the Kansas City Chiefs with all those weapons and that offensive line.
Right. Who's the Chiefs' best receiver? Who's the Chiefs' top receiver this year? Not tight end, receiver.
I think it is the tight. It's Kurt.
No. It's who?
It was what's his name, but they got rid of him.
Oh, then how did Mahomes ever survive?
How did he ever survive?
Yeah, they got rid of his best receiver.
You got McCaffrey, you got Kurt.
What the hell are you talking about? Bye-bye. What are you talking about?
At least McCaffrey's real. He's not on the Chiefs, but he's a real guy.
I mean, right. What did he call Kelsey?
Kurtz? Was that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
Does he mean Jalen Hurts, the quarterback?
Come on, dude. Come back to me here. This is where you get carried away. You said Daniel Jones could be a top five. Daniel Jones will never be a top five quarterback, .. in the NFL. If he wants to go to the XFL, he'd probably be number one. But in the NFL, he'll never be a top five quarterback. And that's not a knock on him. It's just the reality of the situation. And now you're saying, if you take Mahomes off the Chiefs and put Daniel Jones in there, I don't even want to hear the rest of what you're going to say. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous on any level to think that Daniel Jones could do anything to the level of Mahomes. By the way, that's not a knock on Jones. Mahomes is one of the all-time great quarterbacks. And you're the same guy who was saying that Daniel Jones needs a good defense, needs a better offensive line, needs to get two receivers, and then he'll be better. Where with Mahomes, Chiefs don't have a great defense and haven't really had a great defense since he's been there. They lost their best receiver and he got better. And that's the guy you're going to compare Daniel Jones to? If Daniel, here's what would have happened. If Daniel Jones went to Kansas City instead of Patrick Mahomes, like Mahomes never existed, Chiefs needed a quarterback, they go get Daniel Jones. Here's what would have happened. You would have been calling the radio station in Kansas City and saying, Chiefs don't have an offensive line. They got no wide receivers. What do you want Daniel Jones to do? They have no weapons. They just lost their top receiver. They need to get an offensive line. They need a better running game. They need to get him some weapons. That's what you'd be saying. Mark is calling from Northport. Good morning, Mark.
Sal, it's been a while. How are you, my friend?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I like your work on SNY. I'm elated about this Knicks team, and I saw your broadcast last night pertaining to the level of exhaustion. I mean, when Boston played Cleveland on the back-to-back the next night, they sat both Tatum and Horford in that game. It was a great game, one of the best games I've ever seen. My question to you is this. I think that you're very excited about the team. I think you like the acquisition of Hart is huge. Do you think quickly is becoming, or do you need to, I argue with my friends, I need to see more. Do you think Quickley has taken a step in the direction of being a star on the second unit on this team?
Yes.
And, yeah. And
don't you? I mean, you're watching it. He's an impact player now.
Okay.
He's going to be sixth man of the year. I mean, that's how he's in the conversation for sixth man of the year.
Well, no, but listen, I need to see a little more. We might respectfully disagree. His shot was off at the beginning of the season. If you look at his season this year, he was inconsistent early in the year. I'm on the same page with you pertaining to that. However, I need to see a little more because I'm very excited about this team. Do you think, I think you said the other day, do you think this could be a championship caliber team? Do you think they need another star on this team? In other words,
I did not say, just to clarify, I never said the Knicks could be a championship caliber team. And if I did, I was either joking or half asleep.
But I
said they could maybe get to the Eastern Conference Finals if everything went well. And I wasn't going to put a ceiling on what they could do, but I don't think this Knicks team is a championship caliber team.
Okay, do you see them in the offseason? Suppose for argument's sake, we sign both Hart and Quickley. And Quickley is a staple on the second unit, along with Hart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Grimes and Toppin, they don't have much trade value right now. My question to you is this. Do you think they need one more star with a combination of draft picks and maybe moving some of the players to bring in, for instance, a player like Gilchrist from OKC?
I think they need
one more star?
I think they need one of two things, and thanks for the call. We appreciate you checking in, Mark. Good to hear from you. They need either R.J. Barrett to take a step forward and become closer to an all-star, which I don't think is going to happen. Or they need to acquire a star. Now, that is, I mean, you could also say, I guess, can Emmanuel Quickley turn into that caliber star? But I don't believe, I think he's best suited for what he's doing right now. I don't know if he's going to be that third guy. If Randall is your number two guy, you're definitely going to need a legitimate third guy. Maybe we should reorganize that. Brunson is the number one, and Randall could be the number three, and they need a number two guy, or they need a number one guy. Can R.J. Barrett take that step? Don't believe he can. I don't think he's good enough. But that's what they need from within. Grimes, Quickley, those guys aren't there. I don't know if they'll ever get to that type level. And if they do, then the Knicks are okay in that regard. If not, they're going to need a star player to replace what... replace may not be the right word. To do what R.J. Barrett is supposed to do night in, night out. That's the clear thing that they're lacking right now. Who that is, I have no idea. How they're going to get him, also no idea. But that's what they need. Because you look everywhere else, Mitchell Robinson's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Brunson doing what he's supposed to be doing. Randall doing what he's supposed to be doing. Grimes is a young player that's a good defensive guy with supposed to have a nice shot. He can improve. Quickley's been a stud. Josh Hart has been great. By the way, Josh Hart, I loved what he said the other night about being tired. I mean, it's such bull crap. Oh, they played a double overtime two nights ago. They played a double overtime game on Sunday, and they're not okay on Tuesday? That's going to catch up with them? Oh, caught up with them too many minutes. Get the hell out of here. That's not an excuse. And Hart knowingly says, you know what? We're playing a game. The people that get up at 6 a.m. or sooner, or don't go to sleep until 6 a.m. But the people that get up at 6 a.m. and work 12-hour days, those are the people that can be tired. Not us. We're playing a game. Thank you, Josh Hart. Brett is calling from Long Island. Good morning, Brett.
Sal, how are you?
Congratulations.
Do you remember growing up Michael Jordan posters and Hulk Hogan posters?
Sure.
Do you think it's strange I'm a 52-year-old man that I want to go get Daniel Jones posters and put them all over my house in every room. I wonder if my wife's going to go for that.
I'm not surprised, though.
So this is why I am the way I am, by the way. I'm going to start now so you know for next year. This is why I'm combative. Because every single person I know is
combative.
Messaging me, calling me, and beating me up how bad of a contract this is. And my point is, I was thinking $37 million, I'll be honest with you, when I saw the other contracts. Okay, we're off a couple of million. They don't factor in the guy was the perfect teammate, leader, role model. There's no issues with him at all. He plays so hard. You saw him on that one block he had when he sprung Barkley. Like, you factor it in. And listen, in a perfect world, if I'm his agent, I say, hey, let's go 37. Because when you give him 40, you're putting a lot of pressure on him for the negative naysayers like you, Sal.
I'm not a negative naysayer. I never said this was a bad contract, not once.
Well, you kind of, you know, you allude to it a little bit. You know, you're
it's not. Look,
to it.
Listen
you're
to me. No, hold on. There's no alluding. There's no alluding. Okay. Listen to me. Listen to me. It is not a bad contract. End of sentence. You good? We good now?
Okay. All right, well, what if he go? All right, you know what? I'm going to tape that. Hold on. I got to tape this. You might have to say it.
Oh,
again,
you don't have to. Just go to the free Odyssey app and you can play it on your phone all night long. Put that with your Daniel Jones posters
save it.
And get off.
The calls disappear, though, after, I think, a day or something, right? Doesn't the show disappear?
Just record it. I don't know. But here's the point. The contract itself is not bad. They kind of had to do it. The problem is that they're doing it off of 1 year. So normally we would have evaluated the quarterback in 4 years and make a definitive decision whether he's good enough or not. We don't have that with Jones because he had three bad years, maybe not to a fault of his own. It's the coaches,
stop
the system.
With the three bad years.
It
He's
was.
25. Stop.
It was
He's 25 years old. He can play 10 more years, Sal.
No,
my God.
But I'm going off
3 years.
I'm
getting old.
Right, but I'm going off of what is. I mean, you're going off of what could be. Did he have three bad years or not?
Sal, contracts are projections, correct? Come on, stay with me.
No,
with
not all the time.
You can't look at what a guy did for 2 years. This guy
yes,
come yeah,
absolutely you can. Are you an idiot? Absolutely you can.
And the new coaches and GMs.
What are you giving him a contract based off of? What are you giving him a contract based off of?
We're all projecting what we said. What are you giving a contract?
What are you giving it off of? You don't just project. You're giving it off of something.
Last year, they beat the Vikings on the road in a playoff
Correct.
Game, okay?
No, like, but you're not,
even expected
but you're not
to
understanding. I can't do this. You're not understanding what I'm saying. When you give a contract, you do it based off of a sample size. So, yes, you're right. 1 year. That's what the Giants are giving this contract off of. That, to me, is somewhat of a problem. They had to do it. It's unfortunate, the timing of it, but the reason why it's an issue is normally you evaluate 4 years. You want to throw out three bad years. He's only been in the league 4 years. You're throwing out three of them. And you're giving him that contract off of 1 year. Yes, contracts are projections based off of what the player has done. There's got to be the foundation for the projection. You don't just get a projection out of midair. So it's going off of what he's done. Regardless of the reason, Daniel Jones stunk in his first 3 years. And he was very good in the fourth year. They had to give him a contract off of that 1 year. And just to reiterate, it's not a bad contract. But it doesn't mean that Daniel Jones is definitively the guy and going to get to those levels that they're projecting him to get to. You, Brett, don't want to hear anything else. You have this thought in your mind and you're set on that. And that's fine. You're a Daniel Jones backer. Guess what? So are the Giants. But you have to understand why they're paying him or what they're paying him off of and why it's different for, say, Dak Prescott. The Cowboys knew, they saw him for 4 years do much more than Daniel Jones did in 4 years. other quarterbacks had success earlier on in their career. Jones, it took 4 years. Otherwise, they would have given. Why didn't they pick up the fifth-year option? What was that based off of exactly? Were they projecting? Why didn't they pick up the fifth-year option? They were going based off of what they saw the first 3 years. Then they needed to evaluate him again under Brian Daboll, and then they gave him a contract off of that. 1 year. Got it?
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk too. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
On the Fan, going at 5 a.m. The warm-up show with Al and CeeLo, who's in for Jerry. Jerry in Chicago getting ready for the Big Ten tournament as Rutgers take it on Michigan. 877-337-6666. Been a lot of Daniel Jones on this Thursday morning, and it's been fun having this conversation. It's not a knock on the contract. It's not even really a knock on Daniel Jones. It's just such a unique circumstance that a guy played one way for the first 3 years, another way for the fourth year, and then gets paid based off of that one fourth year and still has more room to grow. In year two under Brian Daboll, who clearly was the best thing that ever happened to Daniel Jones. Just a unique circumstance that the Giants find themselves in. And the hope is if he does take those next steps and reaches a higher ceiling, that will elevate the team to another level, to where they could be on par with the Eagles and with the Niners and the top teams in the league. Tommy is calling from Morris Park. What's up, Tommy?
I knew I'd never get on. Go Buchanan, go Buchanan.
Eric is calling from Ronkonkoma. Good morning, wow. Eric. He got us.
Good. Yeah. Good Lord.
What's up, Eric? Okay. Yeah, it's all right. We were overdue for one.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I somehow I have a feeling that every athlete out there probably just started tweeting Brett wanting them to be his agent, you know, based on the projection on the contract. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but look, you know, here's what I want to get to the Islanders real quick. But, you know, two out of the three of the papers
the
yesterday.
The Islanders?
What do you want to get to the Islanders about? Well, you know, I mean, we're getting near the end of the season. Again, things are getting a little tense. You know, today's games, the schedule for today is there's a lot of interest among several teams because there's a whole bunch of them right on each other with the standings on there. So, I mean, I'm going to be sitting there locked in.
Rangers back in action tonight, taking on the Habs. Islanders in action. Right. Oh, you get the Penguins, Islanders?
Devils
Penguins?
Are playing Capitals, I believe. I could be wrong there, but Islanders and Pittsburgh. I mean, and they're only a point apart, but there's like three games difference there. I mean, it's going to be tense for the next couple of weeks. I mean, I'm really I got my fingers crossed big time. That they get in again based on the amount of games played so far. So, but they are playing better, so that's all I could ask for. But just getting back to the Daniel Jones thing real quick. I really hope for a lot of people's sake that he plays, as well as he did this year, because, I find it very interesting. And look, I mean, me being a Jets fan, I can't comment on the quarterback. Look what we've had to deal with. But yeah, from what I hear from a lot of people, though, there seems to be very little middle ground when it comes to his evaluation. It's either he's terrible or he's the best quarterback that's ever existed. You don't hear too much middle of the road with people evaluating Daniel Jones, which I find fascinating. So
I think that's exactly where he is, the middle of the road right now, anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing, because I mean, and look, I think you said it very well. The fact that he, I agree. I don't think he'll be top five either. But again, that's not a knock on him. Look who's in the league. I mean, you have. You still have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you have Mahomes. You have Herbert, who I believe is better than Jones. I mean, you have Burrow. I mean, you have Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Lamar Jackson is probably slightly above. Jalen Hurts. I mean, look, it's not a bad thing, but I mean, but like you said, there's room for improvement. If he can get to, let's say, the lower end of the, let's say, top 12. Then he's made improvement and he's moving up. But I mean, how many times have we seen the best quarterback not win?
I got to tell you, Eric, I haven't had a carb today, and I just saw a Taco Bell commercial, and man, is it making me hungry.
Well, you know what? It's 4:30 now. The one in Farmingville is closed at this point.
What about White Castle? They're open. I've been watching commercials all night long for Taco Bell and Chili's. Man, I haven't been with Chili's in forever, but those burgers look delicious.
Yeah, well, it's right across from Island 16 Theater there. If you're going to see Creed, you get Taco
I actually am going to try to go. I can't believe this Sunday is Oscar Sunday. I'm so far behind. It's ridiculous. I used to watch all the movies. I don't even know what's nominated anymore, but I am going to take my wife.
You did see Whale, correct?
I did see, The Whale, yeah. Best Picture, is it?
No, I don't believe so. But I mean,
he's up for a Brendan Fraser.
He's for Best Actor.
Saw it or no?
So, I saw a good amount of it.
Did you see the beginning of it?
I have not seen the beginning.
Oh, God.
I did hear what you mentioned on that. Just a real quick aside on that. I actually had a couple of tenants years ago when I first moved in, and they were, let's just say, reminiscent of.
Wow.
What he looks like in, yeah. So,
rough watch, honestly. I think it's a, I don't want to call it a must watch, but it's a rough watch. And I do think that I would just recommend checking it out as a Taco Bell commercial.
I thought he was excellent.
Yeah. He was good. I thought he was fine, but I didn't think the movie was good at all. Anyway, I'm going to try to take my wife to see Creed 3. And then there's another one that looked pretty cool to me. What's the movie with the dudes from Star Wars?
65.
Right. So, and what is that about? It's like they go kill dinosaurs something?
Well, it appears to me, just based on the trailer that I've seen and everything, it feels very much like the Mark Wahlberg version of Planet of the Apes.
With dinosaurs, though.
Right. He's an astronaut. Adam Driver's an astronaut of some kind, and they crash land on a planet. It appears, and I have not seen it, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's a twist on there, but it appears somehow he ends up in prehistoric Earth.
Right. That's what I actually think I want, and thank you for the call, Eric. I think I want to check that out. And the reason why is not because those things generally interest me, because they don't, but it just looks like a movie. You know what I mean? I get caught up a lot of times, whether it's just because of my wife or sometimes just the movies that everybody recommends and the best picture movies. And then you're watching these like, it was beautifully written and well acted and a terrific story. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but like sometimes I just want a popcorn movie. I want to go to the theater and I want to watch an unrealistic, semi-crappy, entertaining, action-packed movie. And that seems like one of them. I don't know why something about it, like dudes landing on a prehistoric Earth with dinosaurs, got me interested. But I got to see Creed 3 first, so I don't know if my wife would go for that one anyway. And basically our window is one movie, if that. You know, we get the baby, mother has to babysit the baby, there's no way. The old days, I'd be seeing two or three movies in a day. Now I can't do that. But those two movies are on my radar. This commercial's running again, man. I need a cheesy gordita crunch in a hurry. Mike is calling from Monroe. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? I got two things. I'm a Giants fan. I don't really know what to think about the contract, but I think most people could agree that the Giants overachieved as a team last year, with a lot of players, different rookie players and stuff, overachieving. You can't really expect the Giants to do as good. So how does that affect Jones, do you think? Because he could even have a better year, throw 20, 25 touchdowns, and the Giants could still have a worse record, and he'll probably take most of the blame for it.
The reality is the Giants, in all likelihood, will not go as far as they did this year. I mean, that's just common sense would tell you that. I think the Giants, if you gave them truth serum, would tell you that they don't expect, you hope, and anything could happen, but they wouldn't expect to be back in the divisional round again. They're not there yet. But I don't think that has an impact on Jones. I feel like Jones is not his own entity. Obviously, he's a big part of the team. He's the face of the franchise. But his play is going to be evaluated separately from the results of where the Giants end up.
Yeah, hopefully. And hopefully he does good and it gets evaluated that way. And my second thing is, have you ever heard of the saying, play stupid games, win stupid prizes?
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, make idiotic comments, get called an idiot from Sal. Don't be embarrassed about calling people idiots. That's all I got to say.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike.
when they say idiotic things, trust me, I'm in my work truck and I'm yelling at the radio with you.
Right.
Because I'm like, these people are nuts. What the hell are you saying, you know?
I appreciate it. And remember, Mike, and thank you for the call. I was also like you. I used to be a listener. I would call occasionally, but I would listen and I would hear. And even in recent years, you know, even if I started working here behind the scenes, I would hear things go on the air. And I'm sitting there in my car, wherever I am listening, going, get on this guy. He's wrong. What is wrong with you? How can you let this go? I am not embarrassed by calling people idiots. I think I've called at least five people idiots this morning. I mean, it happens. You call up and you say something idiotic, to your point, there's a good chance I'm going to call you an idiot. It happens. Sports Talk Radio. Nothing personal, of course. But I'm not embarrassed of that. I was embarrassed of that particular clip. You know, last week I lost it on some caller because I lost it. Most of the time I'm in total control and I'm just passionately getting into a sports debate. In that moment, I flipped out. That's why I was, and maybe embarrassed is strong, because even though the clip, and want the clip out there, I'm not embarrassed by the clip necessarily. There's nothing, you know, it's fine. Yelling at the call or whatever. It was more, I'm not proud of that moment. It's not like I want that moment to go out there and get attention. So that's more than, I know the embarrassed stuff, you know, got some play yesterday and I did say it and there was a part of me that was, but like, not really. I'm not really embarrassed. It happens. This is me. I mean, how many times? I mean, legit, tonight probably called five people idiots, at least. It happens. And you guys love it. Jason is calling from North Brunswick, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, Sal? How are you?
Better than your line. I'm going to put you on hold, Jason, see if you could get into a better spot because it sounds really bad, your phone line. Dino is calling from Maryland. What's up, Dino?
Sal, how you doing?
Good, Dino. Good morning.
Morning. Just a couple of things. One, I know about Jones this year, which was an improvement. Rookie year was not bad. It's just that his mistake is rookie year was a lot of turnovers because he had 24 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, but his fumbles was the issue with him. Although, like I said, his rookie year was okay. Could have been better. But this year was definitely an improvement, and I'd like to see what happens going forward. Thank you, Sal. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you, Dino. You hung up on me. The only thing you didn't do was call me an idiot. And thank you for that. He's got to show improvement. That's it. That's it. There's got to be more there. Giants think there's more there. They know they need to see it. This is not a, hey, they're paying him or expecting him to be what he was last year, and then that's it. That would not be good enough for anybody. They believe Daniel Jones can grow. And I do believe he could too. I just need to see it. Giant fans act like Daniel Jones is there, like he's at that level. He's not. It's been 4 years, and he's not at that level. He may be getting there. He may be on his way, but he's not there yet. It's a unique circumstance, but actually a good one. They have a quarterback that they believe could be the franchise quarterback, need to see more growth, signed a deal that is going to be friendly for them, at the very least in this first year, in regards to the cap hit, especially in comparison to what it would have been under the franchise tag. It allowed them to bring back Barkley. So their two biggest steps have been taken care of. And now they got to go out there and try to build a team around these two guys. It's not going to be able to be built in just one offseason to where you think the Giants are going to go out there and be legitimate Super Bowl contenders. They're not there yet. They got close last year, but it was a, you know, took advantage of a softer schedule. Luckily, they played the Vikings in the first round, so they had a favorable first round matchup. And then they met their match and got a little dose of reality. Not going to be easy to get back there, but at least they should be in a better spot. They are in a better spot than they were going into last year. Even though they may not go as far results-wise, Giants are set up better now for the future.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We got about 13 minutes or so. Al and CeeLo. CeeLo's in for Jerry, who is about to broadcast Rutgers Big Ten tournament game as they take on Michigan around noon. Jason is calling from North Brunswick, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
How's it going, Sal? Thanks for giving me another chance.
Oh, no problem. It was a crappy line, so I'm glad you called back.
Yeah. First of all, let me comment. You're not doing some kind of scrapbooking show on NPR. This is the Sal Licata show. You can call anybody an idiot. You can yell, scream. Basically, what we're doing here is we're on the phone, but we're hanging out with friends in a bar, yelling and screaming. I've been arguing about sports my entire life. So you keep doing what you do.
You know, I love that you say that.
It's great.
I love that. Well, first of all, thank you. But I love that you say that because it's like people, there are some people that get so offended, like, oh my God. How dare you call someone an idiot? Spike should fire you immediately. Now, he may, but not for that. I mean, come on, who doesn't call somebody an idiot? Like, that's the worst thing you could do is call somebody an idiot? Please. So we do that in sports talk all the time. You're right. Like, you're an idiot. You know what we're talking about. It's not personally or personal. It's just, it's something you say.
Yeah, I mean, and stay away from my wife. Don't talk about my kids. Don't talk about my mother. But if you're talking about your favorite team, my favorite team, if you say something dumb, I'm going to tell you you're dumb, and that's it, and then buy you a beer right afterwards, yeah. And we're going to forget about it.
As long as it's respectful. I mean, I don't know if calling somebody an idiot necessarily is respectful, but you know what I mean. It's got to be above the belt respectful.
It's more passion and less thought out. You're not saying it with any malice or any thought. Real thought behind it. You really don't think the person's an idiot. Well, they may very well be an idiot, but...
Yeah. Well, it depends really on who the caller is, yeah.
Yeah, you're not saying that. The other thing is, that guy that wanted to put Daniel Jones posters all over his walls, Did you honestly expect the next lines to be out of his mouth? Do you think my wife would go for that? I would have sworn. Seriously, I would have bet my life that it was going to be. Do you think my mom would go for it?
Yeah. Because,
and then, as far as projections, if that guy honestly believes that contracts are handed out just like this, especially for that amount of money, on projections, and Anthony Volpe better be by the phone today because the Yankees are going to throw a boatload of money because he's projected to be the best shortstop since Derek Jeter.
Right, exactly. So, great point. And Fleegs brought it up, too, during one of the breaks. Like, yeah, so Aaron Judge got paid all his money based off of projections. No, it's based off of what these guys... Now, you are projecting. I understand what he was trying to say. Of course, every contract you're projecting when it's a long-term deal, but it's based off of something.
Correct, correct. And I don't necessarily agree that Daniel Jones had three bad years. His first year, he needed to protect the ball better. But in 12 games, he did throw 24 touchdowns and had 12 picks.
Right, so, but he was a turnover machine, so that's the issue.
Yeah, he was a turnover machine. The reason the Giants gave him this money, I believe, is because they see a quarterback that has the skill set that is prepared to accomplish what they want to accomplish as an offense. It's sort of like if Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets and the Jets hire an offensive coordinator that's a read option, run first offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers' skill set is not necessarily going to fit with that coordinator. The Giants feel that the coach that they have in place, the offense that they're putting in, that this guy has the skill set to accomplish what they're looking to accomplish as an offense. And that's part of the reason why they paid him. They've seen enough of him this year to know we can win with this guy. We have to pay him because there's no real quarterback out there for us, especially picking where they pick, that's going to play the same way.
Correct. The risk, and thank you, Jason, not only for the call, but for understanding what this is about. This is supposed to be fun, entertaining. We're talking sports. You and I in a bar, hanging out. I mean, not literally in a bar. I'm here in the studio. You're wherever the hell you are. But that's it. It shouldn't be... You know, you don't take offense to being called an idiot. I hope not, anyway. But the risk for the Giants to not bring Jones back is far greater than bringing him back at whatever contract number he was going to get. Because if you let him go, then it's okay, let's start from scratch here, go draft and develop a quarterback. You don't know what that quarterback's going to be. You don't know who you're going to have the option to pick, and you don't know how he's going to be, how long it's going to take to get him to where you feel like you're at with Daniel Jones. You nailed it. You said it perfectly. They saw in that 1 year they could win with this guy. He fits their system, what they want to do, and that's why they locked him up. Now, they need to see him get better. They're also projecting he's going to get better. But taking that risk or making that decision was significantly better than any of the other options that they would have had. Gino's calling from Levittown. What's up, Gino?
Hey, Sal, I just want to tell you, you're 100% right on Daniel Jones. You're right on the Knicks. But let me ask you something. In the NFL today, there's a lot of running with the quarterbacks. And scrambling is one thing. I agree with you. But aren't some plays designed for the quarterback to run?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's? I don't understand the point. I was saying that I don't like that. I'd rather not have quarterbacks on the design runs. I get it on occasion, but I think it's overdone.
I agree, but you're not making the calls. The coaches are designing that play. Why are they doing that? Why are they risking their quarterback?
I don't. Well, they think it's a good play, but that's my point, is that I wouldn't be doing that as often. Let's use Daniel Jones specifically. I think the Giants have run him too much. Yes, it's been effective. I understand why they're doing it. I think they need to have a better balance and dial that back a little bit. Broken down pass plays, scrambles, that's all well and good. The designed runs, to me, are putting your quarterback in harm's way more often than you need to.
And, okay, I agree. The contract, I don't think that was based on projection because there's not much projection.
Well, I think we lost you there. I mean, they're projecting that he's going to get a little bit better, but that's not why they gave him that contract. They gave him the contract because it was their best option, and they do believe in the player. But they do believe he's going to get better. That's what the value is right now of that deal. Or for a quarterback of Jones' caliber. Now, when you look at in comparison to who's making similar money per year, he doesn't belong with the majority of that list. He's got to elevate his play. Pat is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Sal, good morning. I love your feistiness. You know, I leave you on the radio when I go to sleep, and you wake me up about 4 o'clock in the morning every day. I don't know why you must get into a heated argument at that hour.
No, I don't know. I mean, there's a good chance that I'm going to be yelling or screaming at something, right, along the course of 5 hours? Yeah.
This is a good bet. Why is football more popular than baseball? I have a theory. It's because football is on network TV every week in the home team game. You will never miss.
What? You're saying because the Yankees are on, you know, Amazon Prime on occasion?
Stuff like that. It's becoming a niche sport.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Football's been more popular for years now. And gambling, by the way, would be the biggest reason.
Well, I know that. But, Sal, let me ask you a question. How many streaming services do you pay for? How much pay-per-view do you do? How many extra things do you have to pay for in order to watch the sports you need to watch? As a normal citizen who doesn't have cable by choice and listens to the baseball games on the radio, I believe football is always on my set anytime, and the game of the week on Sunday is always a compelling matchup. Is that possible why football gets more viewership than the stuff that's stuck on Amazon Prime?
I think football gets more viewership than anything that's on cable as well, especially compared to other sports. And thank you for the call, Pat. I'm not sure what exactly you're getting at. You do need now, and you're going to need more probably in the future, the streaming services. It's frustrating. For me, if there's a Mets game on Apple or a Yankees game on Prime on a Friday night, I don't care. If I'm not on the air, I'll read about it. I'll check the box score. I'll watch the highlights. I'm not going out of my way, especially if I don't have those services. I do, but even though I have them, it's too much work at times. I hate that they're all over the place, but that's the reality of the situation right now. I don't think that has anything to do with why football is significantly more popular than baseball or the other sports. But I do need to trim the fat a little bit with these things. The streaming services, it's too much. My wife was scrolling through Netflix today. And actually, she wasn't scrolling through it. We were just sitting there talking, and Netflix was on. She paused it because I woke up and came downstairs, and we were talking. And I'm seeing about a billion different shows flash by. And I'm like, oh, in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, do we really need cable outside of this? There are options here that I'll never get to. It's like restaurants in the city. Yeah, I'd love to go to all of them. There's no way you could ever do that. Shows on Netflix, there's no way you could ever watch all of them. Ralph in Long Island. What's up, Ralph?
What's up?
Oh, sorry, Ralph. I hung up on you there. Steve is calling from New Mexico. What's up, Steve?
Big Sal. What up, brother?
How are you, Steve?
How you doing, man? Good. I got you on SNY.
Thank you.
I watched you on Baseball Night in New York. I called you a couple months ago. But I wanted to ask you about, do you remember like in baseball free agency, Adam Ottavino, to me, I have another one for you.
Quickly, because we're about to wrap the show up here. Once that music hits, you're gone. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, why was Adam Ottavino like an afterthought? Like, obviously, he's a setup guy for Edwin Diaz. Yeah, but it seemed like there was no interest in him.
No, they brought him back, Steven. Thank you for the call, and I do appreciate you watching on SNY and, of course, listening to me on The Fan. But they did. They brought him back. What do you mean there's no interest? Here's the way maybe you meant to say it. He wasn't a priority. He wasn't a top priority. They wanted to bring Diaz back. They had other guys, obviously, retaining Nimmo, you know, bringing in Verlander to replace DeGrom. They brought in David Robertson. They wanted to do other things first and then take care of Ottavino. But he's back. And by the way, I don't think he's going to have as good a season as he did last year. You know, bullpens are so fickle, and I don't trust Ottavino at all anyway. Thanks to Fleegs, as always, good to have him back. Thanks to everybody who listened and who called. I appreciate each and every one of you, especially the idiots out there. I appreciate you the most. Thanks for getting me fired up. I will do it again tomorrow. Close out the week strong on a Friday. The warm-up show with Alan Cielo. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York. Nerds.
Cheers.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.